You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
48 degrees high atop Blue Hill. A very comfortable day for the Bloomsburg Fair. What do you think? It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
What is in your mouth?
Why do you want to know?
You want to know why? Because today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Dude, you got any gum?
Got you some gum.
We've got chewing gum.
You give me gum gum.
I give you gum gum?
The average person chews 300 pieces of gum a year.
It is National Chewing Gum Day today.
National Chewing Gum Day.
It's chewtime.
WQKX.
KX81 Sunbury.
Got any gum? Because I'm not really a gum chewer. So what else are we going to do on this show? We'll find something. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, you heard Mark talk about it in the 6 o'clock news. They'll be watching you.
This is an important announcement from your friends at YouTube. As you may have heard, we're officially banning any and all videos that contain vaccine misinformation. And to further prevent the spread of harmful mistruths, we're also banning all videos that say the Fast and Furious franchise uses actual scripts, that the Nick Cannon show will last in daytime, Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill will be replaced by a Wookiee.
Not true.
That Uber is actually Latin for hitchhiking.
It's not.
That the Real Housewives are real or wise.
Yeah.
By preventing the spread of such blatant falsehoods, YouTube is making truth our number one priority. Thank you.
Now,
go back to taking pictures of yourself with a filter.
Good idea.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon talks about the return of law and order. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
After 11 years off the air, NBC is bringing back the original Law and Order for a 21st season. At this point, when there's a body in Central Park, like 6 different Law and Order casts show up to investigate.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
You betcha. I could use your help on this. What more pumpkin spice do we need? I am a pumpkin spice guy. So haters on social media, I see your stuff. You know, you're yuckety this and you're yuckety that. I'm okay with it. But I do admit that even though I am a pumpkin spice guy, some of it's a little over the top. Pumpkin spice deodorant. I don't know why you'd want to smell like mom's apple pie or something. I don't understand it. Or do you only smell that way when you sweat because it is deodorant? I don't know. I thought the dog treats were a little crazy, but then I looked into them and it's all natural ingredients. So what the heck if Fido wants a pumpkin biscuit, you know, just give him a pumpkin treat, you know? But I mean, where does it end? I mean, how weird can we possibly be? I think I'll post this up on the 94KX Facebook page and you give me your ideas. crazier the better. I am totally into this, all right? Because I am a pumpkin spice guy, but certain foods need to be, I don't know, just put it away. Okay. No thank you on the pumpkin spice and like other products like deodorant. Like I said, really? I don't know. Pumpkin cologne next or I don't know. What happens when you go to the gas station, you know?
Exxon introduces the highest quality gasoline ever. Exxon Extra Premium with Pumpkin Spice. The high-octane power formula cleans fuel injectors, helps silence knocks, and gives your exhaust the comforting scent of grandma's pumpkin pie.
No.
At Exxon, they know electric cars are taking over and the fossil fuel industry is in trouble. So why not go out with the delicious memory of Exxon Extra Premium with Pumpkin Spice? Your drive home just got a lot more flavorful.
Yeah, we need your ideas on Facebook, all right?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news coming up next. I wonder if he's a pumpkin spice guy. You a pumpkin spice? Wow, think about it and get back to me. No, really, it's a no.
Not really. I liked a donut, you know, like 5 or 6 years ago when it first came out. You know, that was noteworthy. But now, you know, pumpkin spice chicken? I mean, really, is that necessary?
So I guess you haven't tried the pumpkin spice deodorant. It's pretty safe to say.
I did, but all the ladies out in the front office started making scary noises. So it just didn't seem right.
News is next. 48 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. Speaking of driving, your car has a new enemy. It could be a squirrel. Weird story coming up. Stay with us. You know, I'm a motorhead, and I live in the country. This story is actually kind of scary. I see squirrels, I think nothing of them, until they start eating your car. What?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Okay, I don't want to freak you out, but I read this article this morning and it freaked me out. A man in Colorado suffered $11,000 worth of damage to his car because of a squirrel. Now, I live in the country, and I do know that there are differences between city squirrels and country squirrels. So I don't know where this guy lives. But, like, city squirrels have attitude, okay? I live deep in the heart of Point Township. So when I see a squirrel, it just kind of looks at me and says, "Hey, bud, what's up?" And I'm like, "Hey, squirrel." City squirrels, like, they stare you down from, like, the electrical wires or a tree branch or whatever. And it seems as though they want to kill you. And, you know, so, you know, I had to adjust my attitude on squirrels years ago when I moved to the country, you see. But this guy, like, goes out to start his truck one morning and it won't start. It seems like the squirrel is slowly eating it.
Popped the hood, caught a squirrel red-handed right down here, snacking on these wires. They told me that because the wires were chewed so close to the firewall, they had no option but to replace the entire wiring harness in the truck.
It went from oil-based to soybean-based. Well, it is great for the environment, so great, of course, that animals are attracted to that soybean-based insulation, so they chew through it.
Are you kidding me? Like, I know we want to protect the environment, but I kind of want to protect my car, too. I'm in love with my car. And now wires in your car are soy-based, so animals are eating them. What the heck? Nobody can think about this before they invented it, right?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, it's Thursday, and there's Thursday night football on tonight. Does anybody care? Probably not. We'll talk about that and more on the way. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Tonight, the 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals welcome the 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh.
The question is, will Jacksonville continue to suck?
Well,
Thursday night football,
right? Whatever.
Tonight.
That's exciting, isn't it? Mark is next with the news. Maybe Rob, the Sports Center, will make that game sound more exciting than the yawner that it actually is. Steve's got a great AccuWeather forecast for the Bloomsburg Fair. Man, they're doing all right this year. It always rains like all week. But no, Steve's got a great forecast for you fairgoers. All right, stay with us. 7 o'clock news block is next.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
On the other side, we've got the birthday buddies, but we've got a topic I don't know if I want to talk about. There's a clown shortage. I hate clowns.
Hi, this is
48 degrees, crisp morning high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. And we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
All right. The 7 o'clock hour is underway. We got some funny Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers on the way, too.
On the radio. 94.1. 94.1. WQKX.
Seth wants to know who the real number one is, Elon or Bezos. And Jimmy Fallon and the Roots will do some singing.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Last night on The Tonight Show, Jimmy had viewers change lyrics to songs to make them about fall. And then his musical group, The Roots, performed those songs. Great stuff.
Call me when you want. Call me when you need. I get so excited looking at the lead. Call me when you want. Call me when you need. Put a little pumpkin in my coffee drink.
Love it.
I got my pumpkin spice from Starbucks, oh yeah, sis. I get my tea from Old Spider, yeah, yo, that's hip. I took my chick out to the orchard, apple pick. The candy crumbles in the trash, yeah, I hate it.
Not bad.
Cause all of me loves all of you. Football, Halloween, sweaters, all your pumpkin spice confections.
Remember our Facebook paste post. I'm looking at paste right now. Our Facebook post this morning has to do with pumpkin spice. What should we do next? I mean, it's everywhere, whether you love it or hate it. Get creative and let us know. Laurie says, pumpkin spice toothpaste. This way, you can have your pumpkin spice fix before you even have your pumpkin spice coffee. I love it.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, Lynn Hall's in the house with birthday buddies. And I am going to touch on that international clown shortage. I'm actually not upset.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! You must be Lynn Hall.
Well, that guy wasn't, but I don't even know who he is, but yes. I am.
Announcer guy introduces Lynn Hall every day with birthday buddies. But first, we like to do the celebrity birthdays. T-Pain is 36 years old today. He is the, he's a rapper, of course, but he's the inventor or the father of auto-tune.
Oh, is he really? Okay. Yeah. All right.
So when he sounds like which when he raps?
It's kind of like, yeah, he's auto-tuned to the maximum. He's okay. 36. Happy birthday to Christopher Jackson. Mm-hmm. He's 36 today. He is George Washington in the Broadway show Hamilton.
Really? All right. Yeah. Okay.
And if you're a TV nut, he's also Chunk Palmer, who is a member of the legal team on the TV show Ball.
Chunk Palmer.
Yeah, I just love that.
That's a great nickname, though.
Yeah, Chunk. He's a great character in that show. And my daughter was in two episodes in that show.
Really?
And they were thinking of writing her in like, as a permanent.
What would her nickname be? Not Chunk.
No, she's too skinny.
Yeah, she's too skinny. Maybe be Skinny. Skinny. That's her nickname.
Skinny Minnie? Is that,
yeah, that's her. I don't know.
All right. Also, a big happy birthday to...
Here's the story. A lovely lady.
No, no, not the lovely lady. Get her out.
No, the other people.
Yeah, the girls are lovely. Now get them out of the way. Where's Mr. Brady when you need him?
I know.
Can we cue the song properly, please? Oh, here they come.
Here they are. There you go.
There he is.
A man named Brady. Who was busy with three boys.
And his oldest boy was groovy with them groovy sideburns. Barry Williams.
Oh, my goodness. How old is Barry Williams now?
Greg Brady is 67 years old today.
I knew he was older than we are, but I didn't know how old. Okay, 67. All right.
So what do you want?
Still the same sideburns, I might add. I don't know.
What do you want to date him? You want to have lunch with him or what?
I don't know. Possibly.
Okay. Maybe we could work Lynn Hall in the middle square instead of Alice here.
Well, yeah. Alice has to clean something. Just to dust something.
And hang out with Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher.
There you go. So happy birthday. Those are the celebrity birthdays for today. Shall we take a look at the local list?
Why, yes, we shall.
All right. Okay. We call them...
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday, Amy Shaw. She's from Selinsgrove. She's 41 today.
Blake Iman from Milton, 28 today.
Happy birthday, Brooke Wilt from Sunbury, 38.
Deb Gottschall from Watsontown, 59 today. Happy birthday.
Joe Beth Herbster from Sunbury, 57.
Joseph Snyder from Milmont, 48 today.
Hey, happy birthday to Joshua McCann from Dornsife, 30 years old.
Kelly Ryan from Mount Carmel, 43.
Happy birthday to Lindsay Smith, 34.
And what'd you say? This is Shimori?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Lori Shimori from Selinsgrove, 46. And her name rhymes, which is cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yes,
happy birthday. You know, Greg Brady doesn't rhyme.
No, that doesn't at all.
Anyway, happy birthday to Mario Spriggle, 18 years old today.
Nicole Hicks from Pillow. I know Pillow very well.
It's a
38
sleepy,
today.
A sleepy little place.
Yeah.
Ryan Schisler from Dornsife, 34.
Marshall Mirarki is 36 today.
Sandy Raker. Celebrating a birthday today. She is 60 years old.
Sarah Young from Sunbury, 27 today.
Stephen Krieger from Mifflinburg, 57.
And let's see, we have T. Whitmer from Pac Sinus, 56.
Wow. T, just T.
Just T.
Okay, just the letter.
Yep.
Kind of like T-Pain.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
Tracy Whitmer, 56 years old. Maybe that is T. Whitmer.
That could be T.
We don't know. But also, we have a Tracy Trometer, who is 50 years old today.
Okay, and Trisha Reedsome from Nori. She's 34 today. Happy birthday, Trisha.
Vanessa Day is the nifty 50.
Nifty 50 Vanessa.
All right, and we got a young guy on the line here on the Ford Fun Line. Your dad is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Roger Lohr from Mifflinburg, 66. So he's retired?
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's retired from the township.
Oh, from Mifflinburg, out that area?
Yep, West Buffalo Township.
All right, so what does he do in his spare time now? Does he feel like, you know, he still has to go out and run a snow plow or fill some potholes or something, or what?
No, he tinkers around, he fixes tractors for farmers.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good side gig, right?
Yep. Yeah. Gives him something to do.
Gives him something to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot wait till I'm 66 years old and I just plain old need something to do.
Yeah, seriously. But man, I'll still be here.
Yeah.
Really. I'll still be here.
I'll probably still be here, too.
You happy might have birthday. To prop me up, but I'll still be here.
Happy birthday to Roger Lohr.
Indeed.
Your birthday could get on the radio, too. Use the Ford Fun Line. You could email. You could message us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Or even use our text club with the key void.
Birthday. Don't forget snail mail. You can do that, too, if you want.
There you go. Each and every day at this time, it is...
birthday buddies.
Yeah. WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news coming up next. Rob's got to check on the sports. What is wrong with our Phillies?
Oh, no.
A good day to go to the fair, though. Steve's got the AccuWeather forecast coming up.
Super exciting. Steve is back again. Okay.
It's all on the way next.
And it's Morgan in the Morning. Or something like that.
Alexander Ford Group.
Now, how about the good news? How about you walk out your front door and there's an alligator there? So you just corral them into your recycling bin and just send them down to the lake where he belongs. How could that be good news? Well, first of all, nobody was hurt. And some local good news, a highway gets a name after a late, great local police chief. The good news next, Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's some good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yes, imagine friends, two 11-year-old friends that were separated because of the pandemic, finally reuniting.
You just made my day!
It's been hard because we talk to each other over the phone. I really liked when me and him were able to play with each other, like in the park. It's amazing how a little video of kindness and friendship and emotion can really, you know, make other people feel good.
That's good news. So if you have a friend that you're not communicating with because of the pandemic, just make a video. Send them. It'll make them cry happy tears. All right, here's something that will make you happy. An alligator in your front lawn. But they seem to make the best of it. They took the recycling bin, emptied it out, and coaxed the alligator to go into the recycling bin. Of course, this kind of stuff only happens in Florida. And then afterward, they took it down the street and released it into a retention pond. That's what you do. Hey, locally, hats off to a local state representative who had House Bill 1224 passed just yesterday to designate a portion of Pennsylvania Route 104 in memory of the chief of police in Snyder County. Now, the portion of the highway will be named, it's in the Middleburg area, Snyder County, will be named after late great chief of police, Tony M. Jordan.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Now that's good news. If you've got something local that you feel is great to read and for everyone to know, send it to us. TMorgan@WQKX.com and we'll make it everyone's good news.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on this because last week I revealed that I hate clowns. We even posted it on our Facebook page, and a lot of you people were there to agree with me. I thought it was great. Believe it or not, there's a clown shortage worldwide. We'll talk about it coming up, and I'll be very happy.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
We could talk about this if you like. There's a clown shortage. Do you hear the happiness in my voice? Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, there's a clown shortage. Due to COVID, believe it or not. David Duffy, the co-owner of Duffy's Circus Clowns, claims that during the lockdown, a lot of clowns returned back home to their home countries. I didn't know we imported clowns. But anyway, they went home and didn't come back. Imagine an entire town, like a small town in Northern Ireland, just covered with red-headed clowns. That's spooky enough. Anyway, so that is the idea behind the clown shortage. Hooray!
Hey!
Okay, as much as I hate clowns, I love pumpkin spice, and you guys are being really creative. I absolutely love it. Early this morning, we posted on the 94KX Facebook page, what do we need next when it comes to pumpkin spice? Please be creative. Now, I came up with pumpkin spice diesel fuel, so when a truck with stacks goes by, it actually will smell good. Right? Laurie said pumpkin spice toothpaste. This way you can have your pumpkin spice fix before you have your first cup of pumpkin spice coffee. John said Pop-Tarts, pumpkin Pop-Tarts with a glass of milk. Yum. Jeremy, your creativity is amazing. And the more creative, the better. He says the pumpkin spice channel. Should I read the rest of it? It's the funny part, I guess. The Pumpkin Spice Channel. Lots of gourd-on-gourd action.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
The news is next. Mark's got that. Rob's got the sports. And Steve has an excellent day at the Bloomsburg Fair, AccuWeatherwise. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. Sunshine and 50 degrees high atop Blue Hill. Another great day for the Bloomsburg Fair. Wow. It's Morgan in the Morning driving you to work. We're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
All right, you've been waiting for it all morning. The Lions roar and your chance to qualify for the Penn State Ticket Blitz.
Go!
Stay with us. That Ticket Blitz is next. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Home of the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. How about our Nittany Leos, huh? No, not my roommate Leo, the Nittany Lions. How about a number four in the country? I'm very excited about that. I mean, if college football ended right now, they'd be in the national playoffs. They play at 7:30 primetime for the stripeout game. I think you should call.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Where's the lion? Oh, there he is. All right. We'll take callers 9, 4, and 1 as always. Callers 9, 4, and 1, 94-1, 94KX. See what I did there? Excellent. Good luck. It's the Penn State Ticket Blitz from Register Chevrolet.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon is back with mix and match vaccines. Are you kidding me? And Tom's top list of the day. Tom's top reasons why to get out of that hotel. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Three more qualifiers in the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. I'll tell you what, you guys are excited. We're going to find out who the winner is in just a few minutes. But we got qualifiers from Beavertown. Way to go, Tammy. Chris from Sunbury. And we got Jen on the line from Northumberland, also qualified in the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Stripeout game this Saturday. Ever been to a stripeout?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I have many a time. And not as cool as a whiteout, but there's something cool about looking at the stripes. Whole striped out Beaver Stadium. Pretty cool. All right, we got you qualified. We'll let you know if you're the winner coming up later on this morning, all right?
All right, sounds great.
KX.
Still to come, late night soundbite. Jimmy Fallon talks his mix and match vaccines. What? And Tom's top reasons to leave that hotel as quick as you can.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Not
Tom's
really.
Top Come list on. Of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started because some of this might be a disturbing image. Here are the top reasons why you want to leave the hotel you just walked into. Number 10, no visible cleaning or housekeeping crew present. What if they're on break? The lobby is gross. Yeah, that's not a good sign. Loud noises. They usually don't happen till night. Stained carpets. Yuck. Horrible food. Rude staff. Rude staff anywhere makes me walk out. Bad smells in general. So important, it appears twice in the top list. Bad smells in general and a smelly room. A disgusting bathroom comes in at number two. And the number one reason why you want to check out of a hotel, dirty sheets. Wow. Wow. I got a wedding that I got to attend in a couple of weeks. My godchild is getting married. I will keep that list in mind. I hope you do too.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News is coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. Also still to come, our winner in the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Stay with us. 51 and sunny and beautiful, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. If you are a lucky qualifier for the Penn State Ticket Blitz, we will announce the winner coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Really? Are you kidding me? The next Ticket Blitz isn't until October 18th? Wow. Wow. All right, so this winner is extra special. Our promo team here just drew the name of Robert Bingaman from Herndon. Hey, Robert, You're our Penn State Ticket Blitz winner with Register Chevrolet. That means you are on your way to the Stripe Out this Saturday night, primetime, 7:30 kickoff. Penn State taking on Indiana. Congratulations. Give us a call, Robert.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, coming up next, we'll wrap up the show. And shall I visit Facebook one more time to check out your special pumpkin spice ideas? I think I will. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Hi, this is Bob.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, thanks for listening this morning, and congratulations one more time for our ticket winner. Yay! Our Penn State Ticket Blitz winner with Register Chevrolet, Robert Bingaman from Herndon. Just talk to Robert. He operates a service station in the Herndon area, and that's the way he answered his phone. I thought that was very cool. I was like, Robert, is this you? Anyway, Robert and his wife, Tanya, will be going to the Penn State Stripe Out this Saturday night against Indiana. Our next ticket blitz isn't until October 18th. Every time Penn State plays at home, we play right here on 94KX. Congratulations, Robert.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.